Every day, we're faced with choices, and it's the scary ones that we're afraid to make on our own. That's why we're here, stand-up girls and guys, to help you make the right choice for life. Hello, everybody. You're listening to Nicolette, a.k.a. Nikki, and this is the Stand Up Girl Podcast. It's wonderful to have you guys listening in. Maybe you're pregnant or afraid that you might be pregnant. You're scared. You feel alone. You feel overwhelmed. Gosh, you're going through all these emotions and you just need somebody to talk to, someone to speak to about what's going on in your life and about making a decision for life and that kind of thing. You're in the right place. Stand Up Girl is the community to be. We have amazing women and guys here on the podcast and on the website that can just help you out and really speak to you because they really do care about you because they do know where you've been, where you are and, you know, where you've been and where you're coming from and where you're going. So they can really, really help you. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Wow, I have to tell you guys, I have just been having the busiest day. Have you ever like had one of those days when you just wake up early for no good reason? No, really, like for no good reason. Today I woke up at 25 past 4 in the morning and I started making a to-do list. If you can believe that, yes. That's weird. I'm somehow weird. Anyway, moving on from my weirdness, today we are going to be talking about talking. Well, not literally talking, but more to the point, how to deal with the gossip and the malicious rumors that might come your way when people find out that you're pregnant. So, you've decided to keep your baby. You've decided that the only way is up and you're determined to do the best that you can to stay positive and change your life. You've even decided not to cower like a frightened kitty and hide your baby bump. No, no, no. You're gonna put it out there for the world to see. It's new, it's a challenge, but it's one you're determined to overcome. And so, you step out with your best foot forward, and it's good for a while. Then, you trip on something. You look down at what possibly could have tripped you up, and at your feet you see a whole lot of sticks and stones. You know how the rhyme goes, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Ha! 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 If that were true, then the world would be such a better place, seeing as it is rare for someone to get hit by a stick or a stone and break a bone. Unfortunately, it's not true. I don't think there's a person on earth who has never been hurt by an unkind word or hurt someone with their words. I personally know that I am guilty of hurting people with my words. It's something that I try my best to avoid doing. If I know that I've hurt someone with my words, if I snap at someone or I say something mean when I'm hurt or whatever, I always try to go back and apologize and say, I'm really sorry, there's no excuse for it, but can you forgive me? But one thing that I have been training my mind to do is that actually training my mouth to do is that when I get mad, you know, when something happens that makes me like see red, it's to seal shut. You know, just in case I send a deadly arrow someone's way. No, the Apostle James once said, I'm going to try and do his voice. Not that I've heard his voice, but anyway, sound effects. Although ships are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder to take it wherever the pilot wants it to go. Likewise, the tongue is also a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue is also a fire, a world of evil among the body parts. It corrupts the whole person and sets the course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed, but no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. Yeah, I know I'm not going to get an Oscar for that performance. Moving on. Look, of course the tongue isn't all bad, you know, like most things in life, you know, it can do good as well. The problem is when it's used to hurt people, you know, to hurt us. You know, there's a saying that you can attract more flies with one drop of honey than vinegar. Yeah, I have another version of that. You can attract more gossips with a scandal than with a blessing. Getting pregnant out of wedlock will attract the attention of people that talk too much for their own good. You may be in school, you may be in college, or a very public area where people will no doubt have things to say to you and about you and blah, blah, blah. While accounting for the fact that an unexpected pregnancy may disappoint a lot of people, especially your family and teachers at school, it will also give a lot of insensitive people an opportunity to be insensitive. And I'm really sorry about that. People may say really hurtful things to you. But the best thing that I suggest you do is let go of those things. Gossip, malicious rumors, backbiting, cursing, and insulting. Look, it's hard to understand why people may do such things, or what we've done to deserve such things, you know, being said to us. And frankly, you know what? We can't control what someone else does with their mouth, but we can control what to do with the trash once it's been thrown over our wall. Look, I know it doesn't make a lot of sense to let go of what people say. In fact, you know, when I let go of some of the things that people have said to me, dude, I struggle with it, you know. I'm human too, you know. My first instinct is revenge, is to hold on to what they've said as a reminder and make them pay for it. But over the years, I realized that I was wasting my time. And that, you know, that old cliche that goes, holding a grudge is like holding on to a hot coal and expecting the other person to get burnt. Well, it became true in my life. And while you and I are holding on to this poison, this pain, the other person has moved on with their lives. They've probably forgotten what they said to you. You're not, you're just another hit and run on their road to wherever they're going. So keeping this in mind, is holding on to what they say really the right thing to do? No. And sure, you may feel like they don't deserve your forgiveness, but you know what? Forgiveness isn't always about another person. Sometimes it's about you. When we think of forgiveness, you know, we tend to think of it as if we're easing someone's guilty conscience or letting someone off the hook. But if you really look carefully at that contraption that's hooked into this person that's hurting you, you'll notice that as long as you're controlling it, you're just as stuck as they are. You know, people are always going to talk about you for one reason or another. In fact, some people will never want to say anything nice about you, no matter what great things you achieve. Let's say you get a Nobel Peace Prize for humanity or something, or some great award. You know, someone will probably say like, oh, well, you know, she's not that great anyway. I know she has got all these other issues in her life. No, there's some people who genuinely will never ever say anything good about you, you know? But that doesn't mean that you and I should allow them to control our lives with their words. So we need to get over it, but to get over it the right way. Because, girls, let's be honest, there is a wrong way to get over things. You know, when you kind of go, fine, I don't care. You know, that's not really getting over it. I mean, you're still going through it, but you're determined to get over it, but you're doing it the wrong way. But look, this is how I deal with what people say. Personally, in my life, I know that there are lots of ways that people, you know, handle the things that people say in their lives. Because, I mean, really, you know, as a kid, I went through a whole lot of things. Because, you know, I was like this awkward little kid, you know, I was really skinny. And, you know, I was, you know, I got picked on a lot just because I was thin and, you know, that kind of stuff, you know. So, I mean, I really carried a lot of stuff, you know, about my physical appearance, you know, going forward in my life, you know. But these are some of the things that I do to get over what people say. First of all, I scratch the thought that anything they say about me is true from my mind. You know, fine, let's say people say things about you and they predict that your life's going to be a wreck and that your baby's going to be whatever, you know. People come up with the strangest things. You know, you get pregnant and then the next thing they do, they start saying bad things and it's like they're cursing you. You know what? Scratch the thought that whatever they're saying is true, it's not true. Secondly, scratch the thought that just because you got pregnant, that they have a right to talk trash about you and that you deserve what you're getting. Because, you know, sometimes we're like, oh, well, anyway, you know, I did do the wrong thing, so I suppose it's my fault that people are telling me about me. Oh, you know what? Just get over that, okay? That's pity party stuff. I don't even like hearing that stuff. Thirdly, don't even try and understand why they said the things they said to you. Or about you, or about your baby, you know, because you'll never understand, you know. There's so many times when if we can just find a way of understanding why someone's done something or said something, then it makes us feel better. But you know what? Sometimes there's no point in even trying, because you can't really comprehend what's in someone else's mind. Fourthly, accept that they may not know or care about how much they have hurt you. There's some people that just don't care, you know. In an ideal world, if someone hurt you, you'd go back to them and you'd say, hey, you know what you said really hurt me. And they'd say, oh, wow, I'm so sorry. You know, I wasn't thinking. Yeah, in an ideal world. Unfortunately, it is not an ideal world. And someone might be like, huh? Okay, whatever, and say it again, you know. So accept that some people may not even care about how much they've hurt you. Fifthly, accept that although they owe you an apology, they might never, ever apologize.
It's a sad fact of life, and the deepest hurts are the hardest to extract apologies for. Because you know, it's so interesting how someone can do something to you, and you know it's bad, and everyone can agree that it's bad, and it's a nasty thing for them to have done, and they will never apologize. They don't want to. They feel like they don't have to just because they're proud or whatever. That's something that you also have to accept, that hey, they might never apologize. And the sixth and last step is the hardest. It's letting go and canceling their debt and making a decision not to hate that person. You know, and I don't mean, you know, like, again, you know, getting over it the wrong way, you know, like saying, well, they're not worth my energy and emotion anyway, you know, because, you know, the flavor of a statement like that is still, it's still tense, you know, it's a little bit intense, you know, it's not peaceful, you know, and it still shows that you're harboring some kind of grudge them. You know, when I say let go, I mean, it's not because, you know, they aren't worth your emotions, but because you do not deserve to carry their words all your life. Just let go of the pain and the words and the person. Why? For your sake, for you to have peace in your life. Now you may be wondering, what do I do if they do it again? The answer is still the same. Let go over and over again if you have to. I know you may not think that letting go is proactive enough. You may think that fighting back is the answer. No, that would just ignite more talk, more gossip, and more pain. You know, part of being a stand-up girl is moving on with your life and taking steps forward and not backwards, looking to the future with hope. And none of those things can be done if you're holding on to what people are saying about you and getting down in the dirt and wrestling with them. You win by letting go. And of course, I do acknowledge that the degree of hurt when it comes to words will depend on who is saying them. You know, if it's someone in a hallway that doesn't really know us, you know, it means less. But if the barbs are coming from someone we love and trust and look to for support, it's going to be very difficult to let go. But it must be done. At the end of the day, no one is perfect. You know, and that's not to make an excuse for the things that people say and do, but to make us stop and consider that aspect. Because, you know, the honest truth is there's no point in us wanting people to forgive us for our mistakes and not extend the same opportunity towards them, even if they don't want it. Look, in a situation that's not ideal, what we should hope for is for everyone to do their best. And when they fail or don't want to do their best, all we can do is let go. So let go. Let go. You know, you'll feel so much better if you just let go. And don't carry anyone, you know. One thing that I often say, you know, when I talk about, you know, someone making me mad, you know, because, I mean, I once had this, you know, like the librarian once said something so rude to me. I gotta tell you guys, I was like fuming. I was like red. I was like, I am so, I'm just gonna bite her head off, you know. And then, you know, when things like that happen, you know, I really say to my friends, I say, guys, I'm not gonna carry this person around the whole day. Because you know what? They are heavy, you know. The things that they've said, the things that they've done are really heavy, and I'd rather just drop it and walk and move on with my life and move on to the next thing. Granted, it hurts. I'm not saying that, you know, it's going to be easy. No, it's not easy to let go. It's very difficult to let go. I mean, especially if you're going to have to do it continuously, especially if the people are going to continue hurting you, and especially if you have to see them every day. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not easy, but you know what? The hardest things to do are often the best things to do, you know. Move on with your life. Forget about what people are saying. Try your best to forget. Sometimes it feels like it's impossible. Do something else. Go hang out with a friend. Go hang out with positive people, you know. Go hang out with people that are excited about the baby, you know. Gosh, go look at baby clothes, you know, and just toss whatever negative things people say to you out the window, okay? Look, if you would like to share your experience with us, email me at podcast@standupgirl.com, or you can catch us on Facebook, that is www.facebook.com/standupgirl, or on Twitter, twitter.com/stand_up_girl, right? And if you'd like to speak to someone about making a choice for life, or even if you're undecided, send Becky a letter and someone will get back to you ASAP. Until next time, keep standing up with us and keep standing up for life.